The order represents a partial victory for Sitkins for Responsible Government, also known as SRG, who also filed a request for a preliminary injunction against the city. SRG in recent weeks has tried and failed twice to have the city's legal department sign off on a proposed ballot initiative that would require voters to approve all future municipal property sales of more than $500,000. The initiative was kindled by adverse public reaction to the city's decision this summer to give Silver Bay Seafoods over 5 acres of waterfront at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park. Although the transfer requires Silver Bay to invest millions in repairs to the dilapidated dock and warehouse, the deal generated significant public opposition. The Sitkins for Responsible Government ballot initiative, if passed, would subject all future large transactions at Sawmill Cove to voter approval, but would not affect the Silver Bay deal, which will close September 1st. The expectation that some voters might think that the initiative would somehow retroactively invalidate the Silver Bay deal was one of several key arguments raised by the city's legal counsel, Michael Getty of Anchorage. He told the court that the proposed initiative was poorly crafted and illegal. Getty argued that ordering the city to issue petition booklets when the constitutional and legal issues in the initiative were unsettled was wrong. He told Judge George that there is no imminence of harm, and that the initiative sponsors like to wrap themselves in the flag. Getty proposed that the citizens' rights to be informed on what they were voting on was comparable to their right to sponsor initiatives. Sitkins for Responsible Government brought their own outside counsel into the fray. Juneau attorney Joe Geldof was a co-sponsor of the statewide cruise ship initiative and worked with another local group, Sitkins for a Clear Vote, on its 2006 initiative requiring a vote of the people before making city land available for a large cruise ship dock. Geldof told the court that Sitkins for Responsible Government weren't wrapping themselves in the flag, they were wrapping their rights in the Constitution. He argued that the court was hearing arguments from a municipality that were sincere but were nevertheless gatekeeper arguments, which chilled the rights of citizens to petition by initiative. Geldof said that the people of Sitka will get what's going on. The rules for large land transactions will be unified with no special carve-out for Sawmill Cove. Superior Court Judge David George refused to evaluate the merits of the legal arguments of the proposed initiative at Monday's hearing. Instead, he concluded that with the deadline looming for ballot questions, the municipal clerk must issue petition booklets to Sitkins for Responsible Government as soon as possible. That would give the group until the close of business on Monday, August 18th, to collect the necessary 391 valid voter signatures. George said, "If the plaintiffs don't get signatures, they don't get on the ballot at all, even if their case is meritorious." Judge George then scheduled a full hearing on SRG's request for a preliminary injunction for Tuesday the 19th at 9 a.m. That's when attorneys for both sides will argue the ballot language itself. If SRG fails to gather the necessary signatures by that time, their request for an injunction would be moot. If, at the hearing, the judge invalidates the initiative, the sponsors would have to begin again with a substantially revised proposition for either a special election or next year's regular election. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.